but we're continuing this installment of previewing not just different positions for the Dolphins, but positions for the Dolphins and the rest of the AFC East. Brian Coyle is doing a great job of updating this on the Finsiders.com, so you can check out an in-depth review of the defensive line there. But in the meantime, we're going to go over that defensive line right now and look at the starting, or at least projected starters, for all the different teams in the AFC East and what we're expecting. Of course, for this Dolphins team, Cam Wake, Olivier Vernon, two guys we just talked about, along with Randy Starks, Jared Odrick. For New England, Rob Ninkovich, Vince Wilfork, Tommy Kelly, Chandler Jones. For the Jets, Muhammad Wilkerson. You've got Harrison and Sheldon Richardson. And then for Buffalo, Mario Williams, Marcel Darius, Kyle Williams, and Jerry Hughes. Guys, you could argue for the Dolphins, this is their biggest position of depth on the team. You could also argue this might be the best position depth-wise within the division, because those are some formidable fronts that we see. When you look across the division, which team stands out to you when you first look at those names from a starting standpoint? OJ, I'll start with you.
Well, you know, you got to look at our team first. Let's look at what we have already in terms of, Cameron Wake, as well as Olivier Vernon and what they did last year. We talk about OV in the last segment with 11 and a half sacks, and Cam with over 8 or 9 sacks. And then you bring in a guy like Earl Mitchell, who's a rock-solid guy on the inside with a smaller guy with quickness and speed. You got Jared Odrick, who's lost some weight, bring back a guy, and Randy Starks, you know, who's also a terrific interior defensive lineman, and what they bring to the table, I think is really good. But when you look at some of these other teams, I mean, we saw what happened, and let's go to New England real quick. Mm-hmm. When you get a guy like Vince Wilfork, who went out with an Achilles injury, it all depends on how healthy he is, on how good that defensive line can be. Rob Ninkovich was rock solid for them. Tommy Kelly's really nice, but Chandler Jones, I mean, he's one of the best athletes I've seen at the defensive end position. I think he had 11 and a half sacks last year, just all over the place, gave a lot of teams fits. But the best defensive line, I think, in the league right now has got to be Buffalo. And, you know, the Jets are nice. I just don't like talking about them very much because they're not one of my favorite teams. And they're a nice team. But when you look at Buffalo and Mario Williams, Marcel Darius, Kyle Williams, you know, Jerry Hughes, those guys, man, they won games by themselves, I think, for the Buffalo Bills last year. The way they handled our offensive line and our run game and our pass game last year alone, you know, got them a win against us. And that's where it all starts in those trenches. And those guys that come out, and I think 3 of the 4, I think, made Pro Bowls last mm-hmm. year, which is hard to do on one defensive line. It just tells you how good they are. And that's going to be a problem. You're looking at a team like us that has some issues with our offensive line. This is one of the defensive lines that give you fits. And to see a guy like Mario Williams, man, the guy that everybody's mm-hmm. like, Reggie Bush or Mario Williams. The kid has got to be Reggie Bush. And to see Houston take Mario Williams and to see the way his career has come along, what a great pick by the Houston Texans. Now he's in Buffalo, you know, messing with us in the AFC East. So I think that defensive line is one of those that you really have to worry about. You notice that they have 57 sacks as a group. And I don't know if it was all to the D-line, but you don't even have to bring linebackers in situations like that. You can let your front four rush and get pressure on quarterbacks and let everybody else play coverage. That's ideal situation for a defense. And I think so Buffalo's defensive front four, I mean, they're spectacular. They're going to be something to deal with this year.
OJ, did you have to do that to the Dolphins fans collectively? Because I'm still having nightmares of seeing Mario Williams, Tyson Klebo matched up one-on-one in a crucial situation in the fourth quarter. So there's that part there. But Chris, you heard OJ sing the praises of the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. When you look at the Dolphins and where they stand, how do you like their group as compared to the rest of the division?
Yeah, I like their group. You know, it's unfortunate about the Deion Jordan, you know, not being able to get in the start of the season. I mean, that's a big hit, you know, coming up. Now he has to wait, you know, he has to wait 4 extra games just to be able to get out there, you know. But he had veteran guys in front of him, guys who's been in the Pro Bowl. He'll be able to, you know, come in at the right time, hopefully. You know, it seems like the guys got pretty good depth for the most part. And, you know, they built well. And just like the whole AFC East line, I mean, you have guys who can plug the middle. You have guys who can rush outside. I mean, everybody's top to bottom have Pro Bowls all over the place. So it'll be very interesting, you know, how we shake up. I think we can get more sacks this year, obviously, because our secondary, I think, is a little bit better now. And I'm very interested to see who had the best secondary out this group, because sometimes you get a bunch of cover sacks, but you got everybody that can go, and look forward to seeing. I don't know. I can't really pick out one group better than the other. It's nice to see that Vincent Wilfork is coming back too. That means a lot just from a leadership standpoint as well.
Nice for who?
Well, nice for England. Nice for us, but I think
for whoever's going to replace Mike Pouncey.
Right. I think we're going to be strong this year. We're going to have to lean on these guys. You know, they're going to have to really step up this year, and they're going to have to plug the hole for us and make some things happen for us in the secondary.
Well, there you go. There's the positional preview of the defensive line as we'll continue doing this throughout the week and the build up to training camp. By the way, 10 days till the start of Dolphins training camp, July 25th, right around the corner.